Today is the 11th day of the 11th month of 2016. On the 11th day of the 11th month in the United States, we remember veterans who risked death to serve our country. In the 11th chapter of John, we see Jesus' glorious power over death, our last enemy. From verses 43 and 44, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. When Jesus and his disciples arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. In that warm climate, it meant that the corpse was already noticeably decomposing. Lazarus's sisters objected to opening the tomb again because of the smell. The point is that Lazarus was really dead. It was no coma. It was no suspended animation. The oxygen had not gotten to his brain for 4 days now. So when Jesus called out to him, "Lazarus, come forth," and he came out, whom shall we praise for Lazarus obeying the call? Shall we say what a fine person Lazarus must have been that he came to life at Jesus' word? That would be like praising the cathedral for being built. No, rather, the entire awakening of Lazarus shows the life-giving power of your Jesus. As John had already noted in the very first chapter of the Gospel, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Of course, if Lazarus had been called to life by the word of Jesus and then had continued to lie in the tomb, refusing to come out at the Savior's word, that would have been the height of wicked, obstinate ingratitude. But for the fact that the dead man came out at the voice of the Lord, it is the Lord who should and does receive our praise. He is the glory of the one and only who came from the Father full of grace and truth. It was the same way when Jesus healed people from their demons and diseases, wasn't it? Shall we praise the demon-possessed man for being so sensible after Jesus sent the demons away? Shall we praise the lame man for getting up and walking away when Jesus told him to? The people did not do so. They praised God that he had visited and relieved his people. And it was of Jesus that they said, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." And shouldn't this give us a clue? When Jesus walks along Galilee's shore and sees the fishermen, Simon and Andrew, he calls to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And at once they leave their nets and follow him. Now, sometimes we're tempted to praise them for their wonderful decision to follow him and for leaving their livelihood, their occupation on the beach. We're tempted to praise them as though it was a great sacrifice that they were making, as though they were accepting some demotion, some great cut in pay, all to follow someone whom the wind and waves and, yes, even the fish obey. But they did not follow Jesus because his call was less precious than their previous calling. On the contrary, from now on, they would be with heaven's greatest celebrity. This was the trust that His gracious word created in their hearts, and for that they would praise Him. And what about when we follow His word? Shall we pat ourselves on the back for our wonderful decision to listen to Him and follow His word? No, it merely shows the power of His creating word, that by it He should persuade us, that He should make of us dead ones a new creation. God's own children, whose purpose in following Him and walking in His ways is to glorify Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. So when we choose to attend Emmanuel, a school whose purpose is not to guarantee a larger paycheck for our graduates, or jobs for 85% of our graduates, but to share the good news of Jesus, we are not seeking something less precious than other institutions offer. We are seeking to be with Him who was before all things, by whom all things were created, and in whom all things hold together, all things geographical, historical, mathematical, musical, linguistic, artistic, scientific. All things hold together in Christ. We want His light to shine in our lives, not so that people will glorify us, but so that they may glorify our Father in heaven. For it is really all His doing through His dear Son. See how He sends the powers of evil reeling. He brings us freedom, light, and life, and healing. All men and women who by guilt are driven now are forgiven. Amen. Hymn 773.